On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Being a time genius is a choice that is always within your control, a choice that you can always make at every moment of every day. And you've just got to know that it's waiting for you. It is possible, and it can shift the entire feeling and emotion and trajectory of your life.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Can I just tell you that there is a different way to experience time? Like, have you ever wondered if it was actually possible for you to spend less time stressed out and overworked while still being productive and doing big things and being successful and joyful? If you've ever wondered that, the answer is yes, there is a way to do that. And this is your year that you will finally master how you spend and enjoy time. And you're about to learn about all of this and so much more from the woman who changed my relationship with time, Marie Forleo. Named by Oprah as a thought leader for the next generation and owner of one of Inc.'s 500 fastest growing companies, Marie Forleo has created a socially conscious digital empire that inspires millions. She's the star of the award-winning show Marie TV with over 75 million views and host of the Marie Forleo podcast with nearly 26 million downloads. Marie has taught entrepreneurs, artists, and multi-passionate go-getters from all walks of life how to dream big and back it up with daily action that generates results. She's author of the number one New York Times bestselling book, Everything is Figureoutable. She runs the acclaimed business training program, B School, the writing program, the Copy Cure, and the joyful productivity program, Time Genius. Today, Marie is going to teach you her life-changing mindset to how she grows her business and herself while still having time to actually live and experience life. Once upon a time, Marie and I were both stuck in that place of just feeling that overworked, that stress, trading our time for money and just hoping and crossing our fingers that someday it would pay off. Turns out we needed a new time mindset, a new operating system, as Marie likes to call it, and an easy, flexible, adjustable, actionable practice to suit. And now it is your turn. Marie changed my life 2 years ago with her program Time Genius. I've shared about it on this podcast many times. And so if you are finally ready to change the way that you look at and experience time, snag a seat for one of Marie's free upcoming classes. In it, you'll learn 3 sneaky mistakes that kill productivity and tank profits. You can register while they're still open at jennakutcher.com/time. Again, head to jennakutcher.com/time. It's also linked in the show notes so that you can start building peace of mind into how you spend your time every day, every week, and beyond. Now, without further ado, let's dive on into the topic of time with my friend and mentor, Marie Forleo. Your sales software shouldn't be a bummer. When you step inside your CRM, you should feel equipped to do your best work, like you're sitting in the pilot seat with easy-to-use, powerful controls. And that's the magic of HubSpot Sales Hub. The new Sales Hub is designed to help you win quarter over quarter and year over year. With an intuitive prospecting workspace and AI-powered tools that reduce your workload, managing leads is a lot less like manual labor. And closing deals? It's no big deal at all. Wrangle your day-to-day tasks on a seamless platform that makes navigating contacts, calls, and analytics easy. Get AI-powered tools like ChatSpot that are tailor-made to be personal assistants for your CRM.
Simply prompted to pull up a contact, sum up last week's sales, or research your competitors. By automating steps across the sales pipeline, you can take back your time and spend it on more impactful tasks. Close more deals and get on track for your best Q1 yet. Learn about HubSpot Sales Hub at HubSpot.com/sales. That's HubSpot.com/sales.
If you've ever had a conversation where someone is bringing the heat and you just want to pause so you can like be like, can I turn my phone on to record this so I never this? This is how today's conversation is going to go. Marie Forleo, welcome back to the Gold Digger Podcast.
Oh my God, Jenna, I adore you. Thank you for having me back on. And I love the fact that we were getting into it because, you know, we're dear friends. And then you're like, wait, we need to hit record right now.
Yeah, I was like, stop talking mid-sentence because everybody needs to hear this. You know, it's so interesting, Marie, because when a lot of people ask me, like, what am I most known for? What do I want to pass down to people? It's one line, and it's time is our currency. And I have been saying this for years and years and years, and I have always subconsciously lived like this, even at a young age. I've just always been very focused on efficiency and how do I make the most of my time. And we're going to be talking about time today because you have pivotally changed the way that I look at time, but also the way that I experience time. So first, you haven't been on the show in a hot minute. So give us a little lowdown of what you've been up to, a little bit of what you've been working on, and then we can dive into all of the time goodness.
Yeah. So for those who don't know me, Marie Forleo, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Everything is Figureoutable. And I feel like very similar, Jenner. I've always been obsessed with time because, to be honest, I've been a super driven, ambitious human since I popped out of the womb. And I've always wanted to understand, how do I squeeze the most juice and life out of this incredible adventure? I have lots of dreams. I call myself a multi-passionate entrepreneur. So there are many, many things that I am interested in. And in my early career, so much of it was personal development. It was the new world of digital business because I started in 1999, which sounds bonker pants. It was also dance and fitness and music and spirituality. And there were all of these areas that I was like, I want to play in all of those. I want to create in all of those. I want to have excellence and enthusiasm and achievement in all of those. And I was like, but wait, how the hell am I going to do that? So that's when I started diving into, well, how do I get the most out of my time? How am I an expert in terms of productivity and time management just for myself? And over the years, I started collecting tools and strategies and principles and practices and really diving into the science. But I'll tell you, I hit a point a few years ago where it all started to crumble and I was starting to drive myself into the ground. And, you know, I'm very proud of my strong work ethic, but at the same time, I started waking up in the morning, Jenna, and one of the first thoughts that popped into my mind was a version of, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to be here. Like, can I just disappear for a while and get off this spaceship called Earth? Like that, it was really scary.
Yeah.
And as someone who's made a living and has a career in personal development, I'd never experienced that kind of anxiety, depression, downness, sadness, darkness ever. And so to make a long story short, it really helped me kind of take a step back and understand that I had developed a kind of a dysfunctional relationship with time along with my joy and energy towards optimizing it. And you can kind of interrupt me at any point to, you know, because you know the whole story. Like I had gotten myself so sick with stress that I wound up having this kind of, you know, we discovered a tumor outside my uterus, wound up having this urgent hysterectomy, and I was laid out for the first time in my life. I took 6 weeks off. This was several years ago, but I had never given myself 6 weeks off of my life. And it was a real wake-up call. And I was like, you know, I can't push myself like I used to. You know, that was great for those early years, but who I am now and who I want to be in the future and how much I prize my relationships and my free time, freedom is my number one value in life. And I just felt like I was failing. I felt like I had absorbed all of these messages around, you know, if you can sleep when you die and, you know, if you really want it and you're hungry enough for it, you know, you're going to work 24/7 and just all of these kind of really toxic messages. And I started reexamining what would make the difference for me. And I realized that I had to shift my whole relationship with time. I did that a few years ago. We created something called Time Genius, which you and I will dive into today and share lots of tools and strategies with everyone. But in the past like year or so, what I've been up to, honestly, is continuing to create more spaciousness in my life and my business. You know, Josh and I, my partner, we've been together for 20 years. We have this amazing, magical home out in Long Island. It's almost like a little treehouse, and it's an old home. And so we've spent the past few years renovating it. And so it's finally done.
So
in our business, it's like, you know, just creating new systems in terms of what we create and how we can impact the world and how do we streamline that. And for me, I'm continuously interested in and curious about how can I continue to live true to myself and all of my multiple passions, which include dance, which include design, which include writing, which include sharing, include being a creator, and also be someone who travels and spends time with my family and has these awesome adventures that have absolutely nothing to do with my career. So that's what I'm up to.
I mean, we can go in a million directions. One thing that you said that is really standing out to me, where I want to begin, is that freedom is your number one value.
Yes.
And I think that so many people that are listening to this podcast, that are wanting to become an entrepreneur, that have a side hustle, that have been in business for a decade, they have sold themselves this idea of freedom, right? Like that is what they're telling their partner, their kids, you know, like someday this is all going to be worth it. And yet so many people find themselves on this hamster wheel where they have just created themselves a job that never ends. And so let's start there. How do we reposition this idea of freedom in a way that isn't something that is reserved for the future, but it is something that people can start to experience now, like today?
I love this. So I think the best place to start with this idea of freedom is A, recognizing that if that is one of your top values in life, to really own it and to say, no, it doesn't have to wait another 5 years or 10 years or even 3 years. Like you don't have to punish yourself in order to get there. We can start helping you create that freedom right now. And I can guarantee you, you're probably going to be even more effective. You're going to achieve way more in terms of your business goals and your output if we can help you transform and really reinvent your relationship with time from the inside out. And so I think a great paradigm to start with is the place that I started, which was understanding that there's really two worlds that exist right now when it comes to time. There's the world of what I call time stress, and I'll explain what that is in a moment. And then there's the world of being a time genius, and we'll talk about that. And you want to think about them almost like they're two different planets, two different universes, like completely different in scope and in nature and in experience. The world of time stress is what I would say probably 95 to 98% of the world that we live in exists in right now. And here's what that feels like. It feels like when you wake up in the morning, you feel like you're already behind. You're probably grabbing your phone and spending the first 10, 15, 20 minutes at some point looking at your Slacks or your emails or your social channels or your news feeds. You're flooding your body with cortisol. Your mind starts to think about, oh my God, all the things that you're behind in. When you get going on your day, you're probably looking at the computer. There's a million tabs open. You're not quite sure what you should be working on yet. Then throughout the day, your texts interrupt you. You're bouncing back and forth. By the time you hit lunch, nothing significant has gotten done, but you're promising yourself that maybe after you eat, or even if you do take a break to eat, that you're going to get to your most important project in the afternoon. Then what happens? Either your dog throws up, your kid gets sick, something happens. There's a, you know what I mean? There's some like metaphorical fire in your life that needs handling. And then you get to the, all the way to the end of your day. You feel like you've got nothing accomplished. You plop on the couch, probably eat like a bag of chips and ice cream and nothing that's actually nutritious for you beforehand. You watch some Netflix, you fall asleep, and then you wake up and you do the whole thing again. So statistics show that, and this is one of the things that shocked me. This is totally rooted in the world of time stress. Did you know, Jenna, that right now Americans will spend the average of 44 years of their life looking at screens? 44 years in aggregate, in total.
With our life expectancy, that's like over 50%, right?
Correct. And so it's not just our cell phones. That could be our laptops, our tablets, our e-readers, gaming devices, whatever it is. But the average is 44 years. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't believe that the purpose of a human life, the purpose of your human life, speaking to you who's listening right now, is to spend 44 years looking at your screen. Here's the other thing that's endemic of time stress. It is a world where no matter how many hours you put in or how hard you push yourself, you feel like it's never enough. Then when you're working, you have this little voice in your head that says you should be being with your family right now. right? Like they miss me, whether it's your children, it's your parents, it's your friends. It's like, oh God, I haven't called so-and-so. Oh my goodness, my kids really want me to be present, but I really have to work on this. And then when you're with your kids or your family or your friends, there's the little voice in your head that said, I should be doing something more productive right now. If you ever do give yourself a chance to rest, you feel like you're lazy, mm-hmm. you're weak, you're not being productive. So this is the kind of ideas, these are the kinds of behaviors that the world of time stress is, it, like that describes it. And that's how most people live. And they feel like, well, this is just the only choice. This is the modern world. I have to stay connected on social media. That's the way that I build my business. I have to be connected all the time and let everyone text me and DM me because if I don't respond fast enough, I'm going to miss out. And if I don't push myself 24/7, 365, I'm never going to reach those big goals and those big dreams I have in my heart. So that's the world of time stress. Then let's talk about the world of being a time genius. The world of being a time genius is literally, Jenna, this is like the image that comes to my mind. Do you remember Julie Andrews and the,
yes.
the hills are long.
Running down the hill.
Do you know, on a hill, yep. like in a blue dress, like spinning. And it could be anyone. You could be spinning and like tossing out daisies and your arms are wide stretched and it's just you're breathing fresh air and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm friggin' alive. Mm-hmm. So in the world of time genius, you know exactly what is most important to you at this stage and season of your life.
Yes.
You are focused on your top priorities and you blissfully ignore the rest. You wake up with a very simple success plan every single day where you look down and there's a handful of things that you know if you just got these few things done, you would be winning. You would feel fulfilled. You would be making meaningful progress on your goals. And you also have space and time, not only to rest, to play, but to be with your family. One of your key beliefs is there's always time for what's most important because you've done the math and you've really investigated and seen that those 24 hours that you have every day, 168 hours every single week, that there is more than enough for you to create, experience, and achieve exactly what your heart most desires. And you have plans and systems set up that are not rigid, that are flexible, that are helping you bring your dreams to life in a way that is sustainable, that is fun, and that's custom built for you. So those are those two worlds. One world in the world of time genius, that's where your freedom lies. Time stress, we're all struggling. We're all exhausted. Stress, by the way, this is what studies show, 90% of all disease is either caused by or amplified by chronic stress. And I don't know about you, but so many of us are living in a state of chronic stress right now, and we don't even recognize it. It took me a huge wake-up call and tumors growing all inside my body and to have this, you know, urgent, pretty intense surgery to slow me down enough to see my dysfunctional aspect. So I could say, I am leaving the world of time stress once and for all, and I'm going to enter this other world and be even more powerful and more creative and more joyful than I've ever been in my life.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right, you get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal.
You want to know something? Even as you are explaining these two worlds, like the physiological responses in my body of like time stress, where like my shoulders went up, my heart raced, I felt that like behind that urgency. And then you started to explain the feeling of a time genius and started to relax and I started to breathe. It's like anyone listening, just pay attention to your physiological responses in those, because that is speaking very much. Like, it's kind of like when your Apple Watch reminds you to like stand up and you're like, oh my gosh, I've been sitting for too long. There is a different way. And I just think that that's so important. One thing that I think is fascinating, and this was not intentional, is Marie and I connected for like 2 minutes before I hit record, because I was like, wait, stop talking. We got to hit record. But in the 2 minutes that we chatted before, both of us, we said, what are you working on? What are you doing? What's up in your life? And both of our answers were about time. Marie, yes, taking time off. I said, my goal next year is to just free up time to dream and iterate and be. And it wasn't always like this for either of us. And so one thing that I've always questioned, Marie, I've always questioned this. I've never really figured out what I think about it. So many successful people have experienced this burnout, right? We all have, whatever that story is of like me shooting a wedding, finding out I had lost a pregnancy and still having to show up and work, right? For you, it was a hysterectomy urgently. Do you think that the burnout is a prerequisite for the breakthrough? Like, what do you think?
Great question.
Yeah.
Great question. So for some people, it may be.
Yeah.
For me, it was.
Yeah.
Because I was so habituated and I had only known myself through one lens, which was being a particular type of crusher. That's all I knew my whole life. So it wasn't like I developed this, you know, as an adult. Like as a kid, I was constantly creating and doing things. So I had only known myself through the lens of being pretty intense and pretty relentless. And even though some of the cracks were starting to show, I was like, the words, you know, I'm good. I'm strong. I need to work out. I'm going to eat better. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. But here's where the telltale thing was. And then we'll get back to that answer. So for me, you know, it was the real clue, Jenna, was like, so I'm a person who has ADHD, right? So I have a very unique brain, and a lot of people do. Yep. And I think even if you don't have a clinical diagnosis, in the world that we live in, if you've been around technology for the past 15 years, technology has in many ways trained our brain to become more fragmented, more like almost like little splinters and shatters of glass, where it's harder and harder and more challenging to go deep to retain your focus and your concentration for longer and longer periods of time. So there's a lot of data and research about this. I say all that because some of the ways that I have managed my own brain and my own ability to stay focused is through meditation, through exercise, getting enough sleep, you know, all of the things that are science-backed, evidence-based that we know can support us and help us. And Jenna, I was doing all those things and they stopped working.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, this is new. Okay. I'm doing, you know what I mean? I was like, I got to go a little deeper.
Yeah.
So that's why when you ask the question, is the burnout necessary? For some of us, it is.
Yeah.
I hope through this conversation, if people are earlier than let's say you or I were, like if you're starting to notice the cracks, if you have that little whisper in your soul that's like, something's off here, you need to take a step back. If you can see the cracks in your relationships, if you're finding yourself more angry, having outbursts at people you love because you're so overwhelmed, like a lot of people don't understand that there is a very deep connection between overwhelm and anger.
Yeah.
If you find yourself having angry outbursts at team members, at people who love you, at your nearest and dearest, and you're like, what is happening? Like, what? Wait, what? That's not who I know myself to be. And you just keep saying to yourself, I'm so overwhelmed. I have so much to do. There's so much on my plate. I don't know how I'm going to get all this done. You are early enough where you haven't hit the wall yet. So please let this conversation with Jenna and I give you another option to a whole other possibility that's going to help you achieve more in less time. And I'm not bullshit. Sorry, I didn't mean to use that, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
But it's like, I am a, you know me, I'm a Jersey girl. Yeah. I do not blow smoke. I tell it like it is, sometimes to a fault. There is this whole other possibility for you where you can get more done in less time and actually have the freedom that you crave as a highly creative, ambitious person. And you do not have to hit those walls where either your relationships crumble and you find yourself destroying something that you loved, or you destroy your health to a place where it's going to take you so much longer to recover than you could ever imagine.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting, Marie, because I actually literally just talked to my therapist about this because I was like, is something wrong with me when it comes to time? Because as a kid, I was a really serious gymnast. And so we practiced every day from 4:30 to 8:45. So there was no room for homework or things like that. So I would do my homework on the bus or during recess. Like it was kind of just ingrained, and that was my passion. Like there was no stopping me. Like it was very intrinsic, but I basically learned that like every minute could be used and where am I going to put it? And I've had to kind of deconstruct that a bit as an adult, because, you know, it's very easy when I'm on the floor playing with my kids. I'm like, oh, maybe I could put the load of laundry in and fold the laundry with them on the floor or things like that. And I've had to kind of like bring that down. But one thing that I think is so interesting is, especially as a business owner and someone who craves freedom and created this new reality, right? Is that when we think about where we invest in learning, somebody listening to this show, they probably love marketing, right? They love strategy.
Oh, yeah.
They want systems. They want the next step-by-step process. They want the shiny new website, and they want to know what content to be posting and when to post it. And if I could teach anyone one thing, and have this legacy of time as our currency passed down, then I also have to find a way to make learning about time shiny. Thank God you stepped into my life to do this. Talk to an entrepreneur, a dreamer, a listener, a side hustler, a curious person who's listening.
Yes.
About why time? Why time has to be their investment? Where are we starting this year? Time.
Yes. Okay. Let's go there. So here's what I've learned. So I've been doing what I've been doing for over 22 years now. So I have a great perspective. And I've also helped through our other program, B-School, over 80,000 people start and grow their businesses. So I'm saying that because I have a perspective on both experienced business owners, total newbies, multi-passionate people like me who have multiple side hustles. You know, like I get it. I've seen it. I've been there. I've gone through the journey. When it comes to time, this is a general statement. Then we're going to go into some specific buckets. Your greatest resource in the world is your time. And if you understand how to become a Jedi with it in a way that is sustainable, it is like supercharging your battery where you can blast past what you ever even imagine you can accomplish in a fraction of the time because you're with the right operating system. So think about it this way in terms of technology. Could you imagine right now if you were trying to do all the different things like video editing and capturing content and creating TikToks or creating, you know, Instagram posts or whatever it is, and you had an operating system from 2003, what would happen?
Right.
You couldn't do it. You would be so frustrated, right? You would be trying to do things and you would get the wheel of death. And it's like, wait, I don't even have the software for this. Like the operating system wouldn't be there. So for anyone listening right now, you have to get time is your foundation. Time is the thing upon which all of your financial dreams become reality. All of your creative dreams become reality. And
all of your most important personal dreams, the trips that you want to take, those cozy times with your family, those outings, those adventures, those surprise trips where you blow people's mind. All of that requires time. And of course, it requires money. The way that you're going to be able to achieve all of that, and I've checked so many boxes of those in my life, is if you get the time thing right. Yeah. So when you get the time thing right, it is like upgrading your internal operating system. It's like giving yourself a firmware update that is so advanced that anything that you look at that you might want to tackle this year, oh, I want to master my content creation. I want my YouTube channel to take off. Well, guess what? That is a pretty intense endeavor. And if you don't understand how to structure your time so you can both learn and retain that information, but create the time blocks that you need to crush it, you're going to falter. There's no way that you can do all the things that you need to do, keep the ship running in terms of your existing business or your career and your side hustle and the stuff that you need to do to just be a human, like eat and shower and interact with your family, and get that done unless you have a fundamental firmware update around the most important currency, which is time. For my business owner. So that's for like our kind of, let's talk about especially like the multi-passionate people, mm-hmm. the side hustle people and the new folks. There is a bigger learning curve when you haven't done something before. It is so crucial for you to get this right. Otherwise, here's what you run the risk of: thinking that you're not cut out for this, thinking that you're just not made to be successful or you're not meant to be successful because you can't keep up or you can't seem to get the things done that you know should get done. It's not that you can't do it. It's that we need to give you a firmware update. We need to update your technology from a time perspective. Now, can we talk about the bucket of existing entrepreneurs, yes. right? So those of us who've been in the game for a while, you've been doing this for 5 years, for 10 years, for 15 or 20 years or more. You know more than anyone else, couple things. One is that you have to be able to expand your capacity for what you get done if you want to grow. What got you here is not going to get you there, right? So all of the different tricks and tools and techniques that used to get you to this level, if you want to either grow your team, you want to grow your effectiveness, you actually want to grow your impact, but you want to start scaling back and taking more time off, you have to become more masterful with your time, with your energy, and with your attention. I see that in my own business. That's why I still like with Time Genius, we'll talk more about that. Yeah. I go back to our tools because A, they're all rooted in science.
Yep.
And B, it's like, oh, what do I need? Oh, great. I'm constantly finding these little Time Genius optimizations that are opening up more and more capability for me as a mature business owner to make a bigger impact and to carve out more of that freedom, which is what my soul is craving. But if you don't update that firmware, it's not gonna happen.
You know, it's so interesting. So I have to paint the picture of when I first took Time Genius, because I think it's a season of life a lot of people can relate to. And Marie, I had been in a room with you and you had been talking about this program and you were just like, Jenna, I really think this would be good for you. And yes. I was super pregnant, about to give birth. And you know, everything in me was like, oh, I can circle back on this. You know, I can circle back on this. And I literally, the other day, I was looking up pictures in my phone and I found these pictures of me taking Time Genius with a 6-week-old on my chest. And I want to hug and kiss that version of me who saw that value of spending 5 days learning about time so that I didn't waste 5 years. And it made me cry because I'm like, you know, this time in my life, I'm never going to get back, you know, and I don't like, it's so special to me because I have zero regrets. I think so many people can look at me and be like, how are you the type of mom you want to be while running this business? This is a big business. My business has not gone down or decreased since becoming a mom. It's only grown. And yet my capacity for it is so much greater. And even my therapist the other day at the end of our session, she said, like, give me a break. And I said, I'm a really good mom. Like, I never question that. And I think it's because I've learned how to harness the power of time. I know that the time spent in my business is worth it. And I also know the time away from my business is needed. And so it's just amazing to me to think about some of the tools. So people are like, okay, what is so life-changing that you have Jenna sobbing on her podcast? But let's walk through some of these tactics. And one thing that I love, and even one of my team members, because guess what? My entire team has taken this program and there's some new members of my team. And I'm like, you have to take this. This needs to be a prerequisite to be on our team, to be working here. And one of my team members called out yesterday. She said, they're not hacks, they're habits. And I thought this was very powerful because in the world of efficiency hacks, where we want to hack our way through things, a habit has a very different feeling. And it's a reminder too, that you got to flex your muscles. So let's go there.
Yeah. And I also want to say too, how smart you are, like for our business owners that are listening, it's like you have to have people around you operating at their very best. Yeah. I think in terms of habits versus hacks, it is a new operating system, right? So it is a completely new way of engaging with the world and it will impact every part of what you do. So when we first begin in Time Genius, we're really in module one, which is giving people the tools and the techniques and the mindset shifts to escape the world of time stress. And here's what's genius about the program. It comes from the inside out. So it's really about understanding, you know, what is your specific relationship with time? What's your narrative around time? What are your beliefs around time? Because whatever you believe is the truth. If you say to yourself, right, we have to start there. If you say, I never have time for anything, I can't get it all done. It's impossible. It's like, well, that's going to be true. Yeah. But when you start really embedding like, oh, there's always time for what's most important. That is actually a really key sentence because what's embedded in there is this notion that you know what's important. And this is where we start to get into some tactics and habits. So module one is about escaping time stress. This is like, it will blow your mind with how quickly we can help you change your beliefs. And then module two is all about knowing what's important so you can ignore what's not. I mean, how many people listening right now, like if you were to talk about this upcoming year, what is your primary project? What is the number one thing that you want to focus on and achieve, whether it's in your business, your side hustle, your career, or even your personal life, if that is most appropriate to the stage and season that you're at? How many people would have with crystal clear clarity the one project that if they could accomplish that and nothing else would move the needle hugely? Mm-hmm. And you would feel comfortable when all of the other opportunities come in, when all the shiny objects, when all the new trainings and the tools and the shiny thing, and then, oh my God, this is going to totally revolutionize. You'd be able to say, no, thank you, because I know my primary project and I've already thought it through. I've already evaluated it. I have a reverse calendar set up, so I know that I have the likelihood of achieving it. If you're not able to say yes right now, we can help you. Having that primary project, even if you're a multi-passionate entrepreneur like me, what it helps you do, it helps you filter. It helps you set your day up for success. It helps you know exactly what you should be working on first, second, third, and so on, and exactly what you should not be working on in order to get that done in the most fast and effective and efficient way possible.
Yes.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One thing, it's so funny because as you're talking about these things, I can remember exactly where I was when I learned them. I would go on walks with Quinn in the stroller and I would tune in every day. And one of the tools that even I think about, and it's so interesting too, Marie, because the first time I took the program, I had not been diagnosed with ADHD. And then by the time I took it again, I had been diagnosed. So I had a very different experience, right? Just a different lens that I was looking at it through. One of the things that has always stuck with me, and even to this day, I can see it right now in my peripherals, is mise en place. And we've talked about this on the podcast, but let's give our listeners just kind of a little glimpse as to one of the strategies that is very simple that you could literally implement today, and you could just start to lower your cortisol when you think about all the things you gotta do.
So this is one of the favorite things. So early on in my career, I spent a lot of time bartending and waiting tables. Years and years and years, that was part of how I put a roof over my head and kept food on the table while I was figuring out how to grow my business. And one of the most awesome lessons that you learn when you're in the service industry is this notion of mise en place, of setting things up in advance so that when you walk in to get your work done, everything is set to exactly how you need it. For me as a bartender, it was like, oh, my mise en place was all of my cut lemons, all of my cut limes, all of my oranges, all of the kind of different little accoutrements that I needed to create the most extraordinary cocktails in New York City. I set them up before so that when there's 5-6 people deep, I've got my wine bottles behind me. I know my whites are over here. I know my reds are over here. I know where everything is so that I can roll. We can do this same thing with ourselves in a really simple way. So I don't know how you work, Jenna, but for me, I love walking downstairs in the morning and knowing like, oh, my coffee is set perfectly. I know exactly where I'm going to be doing my morning pages and my meditation. My notebook is there. My favorite pen is there. There's a little candle, you know, like everything is set up, even to the point where, you know, if Josh and I were watching TV on the couch the night before, we were watching a movie, that I'm not coming down and like the pillows are all strewn all over the place. And you know what I mean? There's blankets or whatever. And it just looks like what the hell happened in here? You know, it was a little tornado. And so mise en place is this idea that you take 5 to 10 minutes at the end of, let's say, your workday or your evening to set up your home slash work environment so that when you walk in the morning, it is perfectly set for you to win. Now, that'll look different for everyone. It doesn't have to take forever. Again, you could just take 5 minutes. It could be about setting up your coffee and having your computers charged and having your success plan for the day laid out so that you're not thinking to yourself, well, what the hell should I work on first? You know exactly what the game plan is to get your most important projects done in a way that feels good to you. If you're someone like me who has issue with visual clutter, who that can take me off, right? Even in my morning go, oh, now I got to go fold the laundry, or now I got to go straighten up the couches, and now I got to go do this and do that. And it puts me off my game. Can you take 5 or 6 minutes in the evening, even if you're a little sleepy, even if you're a little tired, to do the mise en place, to set up your visual environment so that it's pleasing for you? You are stacking the deck in your favor. You are removing the chance that silly, stupid little things that could take you off track won't take you off track. And this is for my folks who have not yet mastered the art of your notifications. What you're also doing with your mise en place is making sure that any do not disturbs, focus, any of the very easy levers that you can pull with your digital devices are set up so that in the morning you are doing your most important work and that you are not getting taken off track by texts, emails, or social notifications.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm going to skim the surface on a few of the things that I'm literally still applying 2 years later, just so people can start to understand like how powerful this is. So one thing that Marie teaches is about how long in a day is a person really made to work and focus. That shifted everything, it shifts how I stack my schedule. It shifts how I create my week. It shifts how I plan my time. Now I just stack a few hours a day of very focused work, and then I leave room for flexibility in my afternoon. So like I will never schedule something after 1 o'clock. That was one thing. Another thing is really creating tomorrow's to-do list before you're frazzled, before you feel behind, before you're already questioning, what did I get done today and what can I still get done? And taking time in your afternoon when you're still fresh and you're still feeling optimistic about the day. There are just so many little things that aren't little because they become the big things. And it's so funny, even with Mise en Place, this is so funny, Marie, but I put my kids to bed at 7. I will go and get my bedroom ready for bedtime at 7 p.m. now, where I'll get my humidifier filled. I'll remove,
yes,
throw pillows. And like Drew laughs at me, I close the curtains and I'm like, it just makes my experience of getting into bed so much better because I'm in a different type of energy at that time of day. And so it's really, you know, it's this coming home to yourself, but it's also this feeling of like, I'm not out of control. And I think so many people are moving through life and especially business, white knuckling it, right? And it's,
yes, like
what you teach is this softening, this loosening the grip, but in a way where you don't feel out of control. And I think that
let's talk about that.
Powerful. Yeah, let's go there.
Yeah, because I think that for all of us, there are times in our lives where we look around and we're like, how the hell did I get here?
Yeah.
Like everything is so hard and you almost feel like you're the victim of your life, mm-hmm, right? There's no way I can change. This is like, I created this, but it's just like, I'm exhausted. I can't get off this merry-go-round. This is too much. Like yeah, it's, you're just, you start to lose hope. And so for anyone listening right now, if you feel that way, I just want you to know, not only can you make a change with how you're experiencing your business and your life, but it can happen fast. It does not take months. It doesn't even take weeks. Yeah. If you're willing to just experiment and spend 5 days with me, not even full days,
yeah,
like just give me a few hours a day and it's entertaining and it's enjoyable. Jenna can tell that.
Yes.
It's all rooted in science, the latest breakthroughs in neuroscience and neurobiology and behavioral science. So it's backed up by evidence-based studies. You will notice that this thing that feels so out of control, all of a sudden you're back in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you recognize at every moment that there is choice. You create this spaciousness, like the you that you knew before, who was patient and kind and creative and hopeful and playful. Jenna, that's probably one of the most amazing things,
yeah,
that it like, it makes me so emotional because I have literally thousands of letters from mostly women like us,
yeah,
who were suffering. And many who were going to their doctors because they couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
And, you know, all different stories of different versions of not knowing, why am I breaking? What can I do? I don't want to give up. I don't want to quit, but I can't do this anymore. And so many of them have written to us and they're like, Marie, my husband's like, what did you do? Yeah. I got the you back that I fell in love with. Like people are like, what's going on with you? Why are you so different? And people coming home to themselves and finding that playful, spacious, patient, loving, open person that they've known themselves to be again, yeah, the one that has energy, the one that feels absolutely confident being able, like when a request comes in, you'll be like, you know what? I can easily say no and I don't have to bark at someone. You're just in control of your calendar and feeling like you're consistently making progress towards the things that are most important to you and actually seeing wins and results. Like that life, I'm not BSing you. That can be yours and it should be yours. And that's why we get so passionate about this. Because I can't stand seeing people suffer. I mean, I was in so much pain and I know what that feels like to wake up in the morning going like, can I press the pause button? Like, I just want to disappear. I don't think I can do this. And there is another way.
One thing that I think is so interesting is as you're sharing this, Marie, is like when I think about all of the different pivots, both you and I are so multi-path. We are so alike in so many ways. But when I think about all the different places I've been able to explore through business and all the different levels that I've been able to reach that I didn't even know were possible, the yeah, one common denominator for all of it is time. And every significant shift in my business has happened when I actually treat time as my currency. It was yes, the year where I said, screw six figures. I want to go back to making 50K. And I booked half of the weddings. And now suddenly I have time again. It is the time where I say, I'm going to write a book and not tell anyone about it because I have the capacity to do this and still run the business. And nobody even knew I was writing the book because I had the time, right? And so yep, every single big shift in my life, and I sense another one coming, is all coming back to time. And so yes. many people don't even have the time to be curious or to ask themselves, am I in alignment? Or to ask myself, what's next? Or to ask myself, am I even enjoying my life? And so it's like time is the one common denominator in all of this. And one thing I want for you to think about that I think is just so powerful is that you can learn something once and reap the rewards of that learning for the rest of your life. And we forget that, don't we? We forget that knowledge compounds, and knowledge put to action compounds with crazy, crazy benefits. And so I just think it's so powerful that as, you know, we're coming out of this season where we're investing in all these new things and, you know, new technology and new slippers and new. It's like, what is the tale as old as time, right?
Yeah.
It's time.
It's the foundation. It really is the foundation of everything. If you look at the dreams and the goals that you've set for yourself for this year, really ask yourself, do I have the time right now? Do I have the systems? Do I have the energy? Do I have the capacity to knock this out of the park and to do it in a way that doesn't destroy my health? Can I do it in a way that's joyful? And one of the things that I realized when any human being is existing in survival, you can't be as creative as you're meant to be.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yep.
Right? If you're in survival every day and you're behind the moment you open your eyes and you crash, you know, the moment that the day is done and it's just like you're in Groundhog's Day doing this again and again and again, I guarantee you are leaving potential and joy and money on the table. There is no way that you're getting the most out of this gorgeous life, and that's what you deserve. And it's like, to your point of compounding interest, I think it's often attributed to Albert Einstein, you know, compounding interest is like the eighth wonder of the world. Mm. And in the notion of investing in our abilities, right? So in my mind, learners are earners. That's like one of my little mantras. And I consider myself a lifelong learner. And every time I go back in and I dip back into our Time Genius tools, and I'm like, oh yeah, what? Where am I falling off the wagon a little bit? Like, where have I gotten a little bit sloppy? And I go, I'm like, oh, and I notice this instant, it's like an instant breakthrough. I'm like, of course, now I feel better. Yeah. Of course, now there's more spaciousness. I was just doing it before we got on this call. I was like, oh, I get to go take my dance class and see my dear friend and go do this meeting with this team member. And it like all fits in this magical way where there was this time in my life where I was just trying to hit it. And in the world of time stress, none of that would happen. Yeah. It wouldn't happen joyfully. And it certainly, I was a big no because I was so overwhelmed all the time.
Yeah. You have an amazing free training
yes.
that everyone can sign up for, jennakutcher.com/time. Tell us about why people need to continue this conversation over there. It is so good.
Yes. Okay. So if any of this resonates for you, if you've been suspecting for yourself, like I can't keep going this way and I need to make a change, come take the free class. So what I'm going to teach you in that free class is three specific mistakes that most of us make. I was making them all the time. And I'm going to show you how to turn those mistakes around instantly. So even if you don't wind up joining us for Time Genius, which is totally okay, you're going to get such a shift from the free training that you can start to apply and you'll start to see for yourself. I'm like, try it before you deny it, how much your life can change with a few simple tweaks that you can experiment with immediately. And just as a preview, if anyone listening right now, if you ever have woken up and when you go to start doing your work for the day and you say, oh, I'm going to get some of these easy things done first, I can promise you that you're making one of the most deadly productivity mistakes that any human can make. I'm going to show you how to turn it around, and I'm going to show you the science of why you never want to do that again.
Oh my gosh. JennaKutcher.com/time. Marie, you changed my life. And as someone who has always been obsessed with time, I think you made me fall back in love with it. Instead of trying to beat it, I joined it, which is a really huge shift. And I really love that this stage and season of my life, I you know, consider it coasting in a way, even though it's growing and beautiful and blossoming, but it doesn't feel urgent. And I think that that is one of the most beautiful gifts you could give somebody, especially in this stage where like, I will never get this time back. To be able to say I have zero regrets for how I've navigated it is something that I think so many people want.
Yes.
So just thank you. And I have to say too, for so many listeners, Marie lives this stuff out. Like if I text her, I don't expect a response until I know, because she has a system which she teaches about how she responds to message. In my brain, I'm literally cataloging how Marie will approach my message and when I'll get a response. She has set these beautiful boundaries in her life that feel good from the friend standpoint, where I respect, recognize, and admire them. And in turn, it encourages me to instill even better boundaries in my own life. And so I just want to say, she doesn't just talk the talk, she walks the walk.
I adore you. And thank you for saying that, you know, because friendships, it's like our relationships are the most important aspect of our lives. Yeah. And no one really teaches us in this modern world how to do them in a way that feels good to you and that feels good to the people that you admire and appreciate. So thank you for sharing that. And thanks for everyone for listening. And just know, like, anytime you feel in your heart, like something's not right here, like, this is unsustainable. I feel like I'm behind and I can't ever get ahead or I can't win at this game. It's not you. It is not your fault. You're not bad. You're not stupid. You're not lazy. You're not broken. You're just caught in a dysfunctional, sadistic, unsustainable relationship with time, and you don't have to live there anymore. Being a time genius is a choice that is always within your control, a choice that you can always make at every moment of every day. And you've just got to know that it's waiting for you. It is possible, and it can shift the entire feeling and emotion and trajectory of your life.
I'm a proud time genius over here. Thank you for coming back on the show, Marie.
Thanks for having me, Jenna.
I can get very emotional on the topic of time, and you heard that happen today. That's nothing new. I think so many of us have this really complicated relationship with time, and we often move through life feeling out of control. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, Marie's training and the way that she teaches about time transformed my life. I feel like so much of this season of my life is possible by utilizing the tools and the habits and the techniques that I learned from her and really changing the way that I look at time and how I spend it. It's shifted me from this space of overwhelm and stress to this place of peace and ease. I've told you so many times, my words of these years is that nothing is urgent and that I want it to be easy. And I feel like that's only possible when you really do upgrade your operating system to see time and life in a whole new way. Again, if you want to learn more from Marie, go to jennakutcher.com/time. I would love for you to learn these things that have changed my life, so that we can make this ripple effect so that all those around us can really feel our presence. I think our presence can really shift this world that we're living in. Again, that's jennakutcher.com/time to learn more about Marie and her teachings inside of Time Genius. And I hope that you learn something new today and that you leave feeling empowered and excited about how you're about to spend the rest of your day. Thank you so much for spending your time with us on the Gold Digger podcast. Of course, until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.